They weren't having any cases. And it was just like, look how well China is doing compared to the Trump administration. And we had to act like that was a real thing. And they had to act like that was a real thing. Like the Chinese government was being honest with us. Just kind of a real quick thing on that too, though. But we'll get with Francis and talk about that. And just it's always struck me as odd that that's the case. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line if you would. Taking your text, we'll respond accordingly as I as we see fit. So give that a shot. Back to the U.S. Senate race here in Alabama. I knew this was going to heat up, and I think it's going to heat up even more once Katie Britt, I'm assuming she is getting in. That announcement should be any day now. And the reason I don't think it's happened yet was, as the head of the BCA, she, I think, wanted to stay on the sidelines until the legislature signing died. And then now that they're out, now that they're done, there could be a campaign announcement coming soon. But typically you hear about these things, and there's some kind of event or, you know, the media start getting word of it. I expect that to be any day now. That ought to be something like that. I think ought to be, you know, just stand by. And then we'll have the three, I think, candidates. Unless somebody knows a candidate that would run out of left field that we haven't thought of. Like in 2020, you had Jeff Sessions come in at the very, very last minute when it looked, you know, when the establishment was getting a little scared of a Senator Tommy Tuberville, didn't know what to expect there, which it looks like to me that is working out just fine so far for those guys. Time will tell. But you could have one of these last-minute candidates get in. A name I have heard of.